Anti-ICE protesters block 101 freeway in Los Angeles again. By Paul Bois on June 10, 2025. The anti-ICE protesters in Los Angeles blocked the heavily trafficked 101 freeway again on Tuesday, causing a massive pileup while waving foreign flags. The blockage occurred late Tuesday afternoon during rush hour traffic when many Los Angeles residents are traveling home from work. Viral videos show the protesters openly walking on the highway as honks resound from the massive pileup of cars. While only a few American flags were present, a majority of protesters were seen waving the national flag of Mexico. According to ABC 7, the California Highway Patrol, CHP, had blocked the freeway entrances, but the protesters managed to get onto the highway through a hole in the fence. Officers later descended on the scene and arrested protesters who refused to disperse, while others were pushed back. As Breitbart News reported, violent anti-ICE protests erupted in Los Angeles over the weekend in response to the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Some of the leftist protesters were seen throwing eggs and shouting to warn others about impending raids. KTLA video footage shows lines of law enforcement officers standing in the streets as protesters taunted them, while others blocked a roadway and threw objects at police vehicles. In addition, a car sitting in the middle of an intersection was seen engulfed in flames. On Friday in Los Angeles, law enforcement arrested over 40 people during the raids and search warrant executions, enraging some city officials and immigrant advocate groups, per Breitbart News. Due to the lack of control, President Donald Trump ordered 4,000 National Guard troops into the area so ICE agents could conduct operations. The president has also ordered hundreds of U.S. Marines into the area to help keep the peace. Democrats have condemned the move as an escalation tactic. The federal government is taking over the California National Guard and deploying 2,000 soldiers in Los Angeles, not because there is a shortage of law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle. Don't give them one. Never use violence. Speak out peacefully, said California Governor Gavin Newsom, D. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.